天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那今天呢，麦克牧师将带领我们分享有关诗篇第十四篇的信息，请大家要准备好圣经哦。那这第十四篇中包含了哪些讯息呢？又可以让我们对神以及对自己有哪些更深的了解和认识呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们预备心，一起进入今天的天路历程吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We welcome you to this broadcast.
欢迎你收听今天的节目。
And we welcome you to this series of messages from the Psalms.
这是来自诗篇的系列信息。
And today we're going to look at Psalm 14.
今天让我们一起来看诗篇第十四篇。
It's going to tell us about the inner working of the heavenly courts.
他将告诉我们在天堂法庭的内部是如何运作的。
It has been said that those who do not learn from history,
那些不能从历史中汲取经验教训的人
are doomed to repeat its mistakes,
注定会重蹈覆辙。
History often repeats itself with amazing precision.
历史常常会很准确地重演，令人惊奇。
In the Bible, we find one repeated event.
在圣经里，我们发现了一个反复发生的事件。
An event that we do not pay much attention to.
是一个我们不太注意的事件。
What is it?
是什么呢？
Immediately prior to God's judgment, perversion increases.
那就是在神的审判来临之前，败坏的事情总是层出不穷。
Corruption becomes rampant.
腐败的行为越来越猖獗。
Heightened hostility toward God becomes prevalent.
对神的敌意不断升高，而且越来越普遍。
Of course, there has always been perversion in our world.
当然，我们这个世界不断的有败坏的事。
But immediately prior to a judgment of God,
但是在神的审判就要到来之前
，perversion toward him reaches a fever pitch.
逆神而行的败坏会达到狂热的地步。
This was the case immediately before the flood.
这与当年洪水就要发生时的情形是一样的。
This was the case immediately before the judgment upon the builders of the Tower of Babel.
这与当年建巴别塔的人遭受审判之前的情形是一样的。
This was the case immediately before the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
这也和索多玛和俄摩拉遭毁灭之前的情形是一样的。
This was the case immediately before the judgment of Pharaoh who despised God.
这也和审判那个轻慢神的法老时的情形是一样的。
I can go on and on from history.
我可以继续不断地告诉你历史中所发生同样的情形。
Could we be living in the time that is immediately prior to the coming judgment?
目前我们是不是已经生活在审判即将来临的时代里呢？
There are some who believe that the day of judgment has already begun.
有些人认为末日审判已经开始了。
If history is any indication,
如果历史可以成为我们的鉴戒
，then the stage is set for the coming judgment.
那么即将要来的审判舞台已经布置好了。
Well, look around you and see the perversion, the corruption, and the hostility toward God.
在你的周围，到处都会看到敌对神的败坏和堕落。
Today there is hatred toward God's Son all across the globe.
当今全球各处都有人仇视神的儿子耶稣。
There is rampant corruption among those who even claim to be Christians.
即使在自称是基督徒的人群中间，也充斥着腐败和堕落。
People may go to church in times of crisis.
在面临危机的时刻，人们可能会去教会。
But when the crisis is over, they return to idolatry.
但是危机一过，他们又返回到膜拜偶像的生活里。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is the only means for salvation.
耶稣基督的福音是得到救恩的唯一途径。
But it is replaced by many false gospels.
可如今它被许多虚假的福音所替代。
If history is an indication,
如果历史可以成为我们的鉴戒，
then full-blown judgment is around the corner.
那么全面展开的审判已经迫在眉睫了。
And that makes Psalm 14 a very relevant psalm for us today.
因此诗篇14篇和今天的我们就息息相关了。
Again, if you have a Bible, please turn to Psalm 14.
如果你手中有圣经，请和我们一起翻到诗篇14篇。
The fool says in his heart, there is no God.
愚顽人心里说，没有神。
They are corrupt, their deeds are vile.
他们都是邪恶，行了可憎恶的事。
There is no one who does good.
没有一个人行善。
The Lord looks down from heaven on the sons of men.
耶和华从天上垂看世人。
To see if there are any who understand, any who seek God.
要看有明白的没有，有寻求神的没有。
All have turned aside. They have together become corrupt.
他们都偏离正路，一同变为污秽。
There is no one who does good, not even one.
并没有行善的，连一个也没有。
Will evildoers never learn?
作孽的都没有知识吗？
Those who devour my people as men eat bread and who do not call on the Lord.
他们吞吃我的百姓，如同吃饭一样，并不求告耶和华。
They are overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous.
他们在那里大大的害怕，因为神在义人的族类中。
You evildoers frustrate the plan of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge.
你们叫困苦人的谋算变为羞辱，然而耶和华是他的避难所。
Oh, that salvation from Israel would come from Zion.
但愿以色列的救恩从锡安而出。
When the Lord restores the fortune of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad.
耶和华救回他被掳的子民，那时雅各要快乐，以色列要欢喜。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请留心听。
King David was inspired by the Holy Spirit to peer into the very proceedings of the heavenly courts.
大卫王受圣灵启示，得以窥见天上法庭审讯的实况。
David was given this rare privilege to glimpse into the inner sanctum of God's courts.
大卫王得此特权，有幸进入上帝法院的内庭看看。
And he tells us three things.
他告诉我们三件事。
He tells us in verses 1 to 3 of Psalm 14 about the court's summons.
在诗篇14篇的1到3节，他告诉我们关于法庭的传唤。
And then he tells us in verse 4 about the court's summation.
随后在第4节，他告诉我们法庭的结案陈词。
Verses 5 and 6, he describes the judge's sentences.
在第五、第六两节，他描述了法官的判决。
First, he tells us about the court's summons.
首先，他告诉我们法庭的传唤。
I want you to imagine a courtroom and the judge sitting on a high bench.
请想象一下，在法庭里，法官坐在高高的审判席上。
There in the dock is a prisoner.
而囚犯则在被告席上。
Who is that prisoner?
那个囚犯是谁呢？
None other than humanity itself.
其实就是我们全人类。
Keep that visual picture in your mind.
请在你脑海里保留这个画面。
I want to help you understand what David is trying to tell us here.
我想要帮助你明白诗人大卫究竟要告诉我们什么。
Here is the human race sitting in the dock.
整个人类坐在被告席上。
It stands accused of total depravity.
被指控为彻底的堕落。
The scripture says that the height of depravity is the denial that there is a God.
经文指出人类最大的堕落就是否认神的存在。
My listening friend, please listen carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请留心听。
Man's deepest desire is that there will be no God.
人类最深层的欲望就是最好世上没有神。
That desire in man's heart is so strong.
这个欲望在人心底是十分强烈的。
This desire is so powerful that it turns into a religion.
这个欲望强烈到一个地步，甚至成了一种宗教。
The fool says in his heart, there is no God.
愚顽人心里说，没有神。
You cannot understand who the fool is without understanding who God is.
如果你不认识神，你也就无法了解哪些人是愚顽人。
David does not use the name Yahweh or Jehovah in verse 1 of Psalm 14.
在诗篇十四篇，大卫没有使用耶和华这个名字。
But he uses another name for God, Il.
他用了神的另一个名字是伊勒。
You say, what is so important about that?
你可能会问，这很重要吗？
Oh, it's very important.
是的，这的确非常重要。
Listen very carefully.
请仔细听。
Jehovah communicates a different character of God than the name Il.
耶和华和伊勒这两个称呼传递着神不同的个性。
There are people who would like to believe only in one aspect of God's character.
有些人愿意仅仅相信神某一方面的特性。
And they want to deny the rest of the character of God.
而想否定神其他方面的特性。
They like to concentrate on the love of God.
他们只想集中在神的爱上。
But they want to ignore the justice of God.
而忽略神的公义。
They would rather focus on the mercy of God.
他们更喜欢神的怜悯。
And ignore the judgment of God.
而忽略神的审判。
But all of God's characters go together.
但是神所有的特质是一体的。
They cannot be separated.
是不可分割的。
Jehovah in the Old Testament communicates the covenant-making God.
在旧约圣经里，耶和华这个名字表明神是一位与人立约的神。
The name Jehovah communicates that he is God our provider.
耶和华这个名字代表着他是我们的供应者。
Jehovah communicates of God the giver.
耶和华表明神是给予者。
It communicates of Jehovah God, our sustainer.
耶和华表明神是我们的支持者。
Jehovah speaks of God's generosity.
耶和华显明了神的宽宏大量。
Jehovah speaks of God's graciousness.
耶和华显明了神的恩典慈爱。
But Il represents the God who revealed himself in the Bible.
而伊勒则代表在圣经中神的自我启示。
The God of moral absolutes.
他的品德是绝对完美的。
The God of moral standards.
他就是完美道德的唯一标准。
The God who demands something out of us.
这位神对我们是有要求的。
The choice of the word ill by the Holy Spirit here in this psalm is very significant.
在这篇诗中，圣灵选择伊勒这个词意义非凡。
Now you will understand the description of a fool.
现在你应该明白什么是愚顽人了。
A fool, therefore, includes the atheists.
愚顽人包括了无神论者。
But not only the atheists.
但不仅仅是无神论者。
A fool includes the agnostic.
愚顽人还包括不可知论者。
But not only the agnostics.
也不仅仅是不可知论者。
A fool includes those who are indifferent toward God.
愚顽人还包括那些对神无动于衷的人。
The word fool includes everyone who worships a god of their own image.
亿万人这个词也包括那些人，他们拜自己所造的神。
Everyone who wants a god who does not change them.
这些人想要的神是不会来改变他们的。
Everyone who wants a god who does not challenge them.
这些人想要的神是不会来质疑他们的。
Everyone who wants a god who does not demand righteousness from them.
这些人想要的神对他们不会要求公义的。
Everyone who wants a god who does not demand any sacrifice from them.
这些人想要的神不需要他们有任何的奉献。
Everyone who wants a god who does not judge immorality.
这些人想要的神不会对他们不道德的行为做出审判。
Everyone who wants a god who does not condemn corruption.
这些人想要的神对他们堕落的行为不会加以罪名。
Everyone who wants a god who does not demand allegiance and loyalty.
这些人想要的神不会要求他们付出忠诚和坚贞。
Everyone who wants a god that does not demand to be accepted as the only truth.
这些人想要的神不会要求他们接受绝对的真理。
All of this comes under the rubric of a fool.
所有这些人都包括在愚顽人的名下。
Fools come in all shapes and sizes.
愚顽人的类型各式各样。
I even read about the little boy who had atheist parents.
我曾读过一个故事，说一个小男孩的父母是无神论者。
He could see the foolishness of their lifestyle.
小男孩看得出他们生活方式的愚昧无知。
And one day he asked his parents a wise question.
有一天他问父母一个很聪明的问题。
He said, "Why do we fight against God so much when we do not believe in Him?"
他说，既然我们不相信上帝，为什么我们还要这样拼命地抵抗上帝呢？
I can tell you that young man is not a fool.
我可以告诉你，这个孩子不是愚顽人。
Someone said it is better to remain silent and be considered a fool.
有人说过，情愿保持沉默，被人当作傻瓜。
Than to open your mouth and remove all doubts.
也不要开口去辩论所有的疑惑。
The fool says in his heart, the Bible said, there is no God.
圣经上记载着，愚顽人心里说没有神。
A literal translation of this would be the following.
从字面上这句话可以这样理解。
The fool is the one who denies the God who is revealing himself in his word.
否认神通过他的话语来彰显自己的那些人是愚顽人。
A fool is the one who refuses to accept God's injunctions.
愚顽人拒绝接受神的指令。
A fool is the one who rejects God's Messiah.
愚顽人拒绝神的弥赛亚。
A fool is the one who refuses to submit to God's moral absolutes.
愚顽人拒绝遵从神完全的道德律。
A fool is the one who denies that the only God is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
愚顽人否认神是独一真神，并且否认他是主耶稣基督的父。
A fool is the one who denies that Jesus is the only way to the Father and the only way to salvation.
愚顽人否认耶稣是通向救恩和到父神那里去的唯一道路。
Now that is the biblical definition of a fool.
这就是圣经对于愚顽人的定义。
The word fool that is used here is the Hebrew word Nabal.
这里使用的愚顽人一词在希伯来语中是 Nabal.
It does not mean stupid.
它不是愚蠢的意思。
It does not denote intellectual weakness.
它所指的不是智力低下。
No one is accusing unbelievers of being dumb or stupid.
没有人指责不信的人是愚蠢的。
But the word Nabal means moral perversion.
但 Nabal 一词是指道德上的败坏。
Many of those who do not believe in God are brilliant people.
很多不信神的人是博学多才的人。
They are intellectually brilliant.
他们智力出众。
They are thinking people.
他们擅长思考。
But when it comes to the all-important truth, they are foolish.
但面对极其重要的真理，他们却是愚昧的。
There is something else I want you to notice in this verse.
在这节经文里，我希望你注意另外一件事情。
All earthly courts would pronounce judgment upon a person that is accused of an action.
所有世上的法庭是根据被告人的行为来宣判的。
Earthly courts judge a person for something they did.
世上法庭审判每一个人都因为他们所做的事。
Or something he said.
或者是他们所说的话。
Or some crime he committed.
或者是他所犯的罪行。
But only the heavenly court is able to judge a person based on his thoughts.
但只有天上的法庭是根据一个人的心思意念来审判的。
The courts of heaven are the only place where your thoughts will be judged.
唯有天上的法庭是审判你心思意念的地方。
Where the secrets of the mind and the heart will be judged.
在那里要审判你心灵最隐秘的深处。
Because the fool said in his heart there is no God.
因为愚顽人心里说没有神。
He did not have to open his mouth.
他不需要开口说出来。
He said it in his heart.
他是在心里说的。
And that is why no one will make it to heaven other than by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以说，除非靠着主耶稣基督的恩典，没有一个人能够上到天堂。
Look at verse 2.
请看第二节。
For by nature no one seeks after God.
所以从本性上，没有一人寻求神。
God looks down from heaven.
耶和华神从天上垂看世人。
And he cannot find anyone who by nature seeks after him.
他没能发现任何一个本性上寻求神的人。
Not a single human being in the universe seeks after him.
在宇宙里，甚至连一个寻求神的也没有。
My listening friend, I want you to listen very, very carefully as I'm coming to an end here.
我亲爱的朋友，在结束的时候，我希望你非常非常的仔细听。
If you are seeking after God right now,
如果你现在正寻求神，
It is because God has been seeking after you.
那是因为神已经先寻找了你。
You are only responding to him.
你只是在回应他。
So he says, by nature, no one seeks after God.
因此他说，按本性，没有一个人寻求神。
My listening friend, listen very carefully as I conclude.
我亲爱的朋友，请认真听我的结论。
Is God calling to you in your heart right now?
在你心中，神是不是正在呼唤你呢？
Perhaps you have heard his voice, but you have hesitated to respond.
可能你已听到了他的声音。但你还在犹豫是否要回应。
God loves you, and he desires to live in fellowship with you.
神爱你，并且他渴望与你建立美好的关系。
Decide today to follow him and separate yourself from those who deny him.
今天就做个决定来跟随他，从拒绝他的人群中分别出来。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，下次再会。
的确，今天的信息令人震惊。神是公义的神，是审判的神。所以，当我们面对周围社会的日益败坏，我们应该做出什么样的选择呢？是随波逐流，还是紧紧地回到神面前抓住他？其实呢，在八福中，耶稣曾讲到说，清心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，让我们此时此刻就回到神的面前，求他的爱与怜悯，使我们可以永远保持一颗单纯的心，等待他的到来。
情一望无际，没有规矩，没有习题，自由的你，我明白你的关系，没有停止，你的爱情很贴心，没有休息，没有暂停，真实的你，我知道你尝试带我去，我曾经漫不经心拒绝你，这么长一段才知道世界会变幻，这么长一段才知道你陪我到现在，有这么长一段我的眼泪你收藏起来，这么长一段才知道不离不弃的爱，没有休息，没有暂停，真实的你，我知道你尝试要带我去，我曾经漫不经心拒绝你，这么长一段才知道世界会变化，这么长一段才知道你陪我到现在，有那么长一段我的眼泪你收藏起来，有这么长一段才知道不离不弃的爱、哦哦直到时间会变幻，这么长一段才知道